The Carolina Panthers defense is a difficult defense to play against. Not so much because they out-scheme you, but they rely on great execution rather than elaborate scheming. But one thing they do a lot of, and it's left over from Sean McDermott, is they do like what we call the double mug front, particularly on third down, where they put two guys in the A-gap, two linebackers, in addition to the four defensive linemen. There's only so many ways that can be protected. Usually it's the center and the back who are involved in protecting against the two linebackers. So what do they do here? They work a stunt with Julius Peppers looping around. It's actually a TE stunt. But what happens here is Luke Kuechly drops out, so the back releases. He thinks he's free. Kuechly does a great job preventing the guard from coming over by working the center in that direction, and there's absolutely no one to block Julius Peppers. Very difficult to handle. One thing you could see in this game is perhaps the Panthers spy on Carson Wentz. Wentz is a very, very good runner, particularly on third down. Now, here you're seeing the Panthers defense against Tyrod Taylor and the Bills. They start with a five-man front look, but Luke Kuechly will drop out after he occupies that guard because he's right on the line of scrimmage occupying the left guard. He's actually a spy on Tyrod Taylor. Now you're going to see another stunt. This is something the Panthers do, and they're very, very good at. The stunt forces Taylor to move right into Julius Peppers. This is a really difficult defense to play against because of the quality of the personnel. So the Eagles' offensive line, they will have to play very well, particularly in the interior.
All right, Mike Quick, the Carolina Panthers have a very aggressive front seven. And you know, the one thing with the Eagles that you wanted to see, and it's starting to develop this year, wasn't good at the beginning of the year, the last couple games, the screen game. How could that work, be effective against Carolina?
Well, like you said, it's an aggressive, fast flow defense. And the Eagles have had success with those types of defense, just misdirection, trying to get guys' eyes going in one direction. Look at the motion. So when you've got this jet motion going across the formation, it's enough to pull defense and hold these guys on the backside a little bit, and it just really sets up the perfect screen game. Guys up front doing a nice job of punching and then releasing and making sure that they get to the second level. A little play action fake by Carson. That also helps to hold the defense, but this screen is set up so well. They've had a lot of success like this in the screen game with these athletic offensive linemen getting out on the perimeter. And this is a great job here, getting the ball to Corey Clement on a screen that goes 22 yards. But it's this type of play, John, that they'll need against the Carolina Panthers, another fast flow defense. And when you get the misdirection, get them with their eyes in the wrong place, you're able to gash them with plays like this going back against them.
And it really is amazing when you think about the running game. No Darren Sproles, Donnell Pumphrey's out. Wendell Smallwood has missed time. How has Corey Clement stepped up into this role?
Well, it's a perfect storm for Corey Clement because the offensive line right now is playing so well. They're doing so many things up front, controlling the line of scrimmage, and even moving the line of scrimmage, and it really helps out your running game.